Now, the leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, has slammed Saudi Arabia as a, quote, troublesome and hostile neighbor, which is implementing the U.S.-Israeli projects in the region. Now, Abdul Malik al-Houthi described the Saudi airstrikes in Yemen as criminal and unjustified aggression, adding that Riyadh is walking on the path of occupation, destruction, and division of Yemen. He said that Israel is the first regime that felt threatened by Ansarullah victories in Yemen. Houthi added that Tel Aviv turned to Saudi Arabia because both sides have mutual interests. According to the Houthi leader, al-Saud regime is one of the root causes of problems in Yemen. Houthi promised that Saudi Western project to chokehold the people of Yemen will fail and that the Yemeni nation, as well as the army and popular committees, will confront the invaders with full force. Houthi, however, said that the invasion of Yemen is not an easy task. He advised Egypt against selling itself out to Saudi Arabia and the U.S. Let's speak to political commentator Christopher Walker, who joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Walker. Now, as we were earlier speaking to our correspondent as well, he said that the any ground invasion of Yemen will play into the hands of the Ansarullah movement. And over here we have Abdul Malik al-Houthi warning Saudi Arabia that any invasion will not be an easy task. What do you make of it?
Well, I think what they say is true, but on the other hand, as we know, from recent history and a number of wars in the Middle East, air power alone will never really obtain any sort of victory. So the Saudis, even though they may be going into something of a death trap, will, if they want to continue and pursue this operation, have to use ground forces. I think particularly recently in Syria and Iraq, we've seen that American air power against ISIS, for instance, is, although it's heavy and very sophisticated, has not actually had much effect on the ground. This is just a fact of warfare. So bad for the Saudis, is it more difficult for the Saudis as it may be? It seems they've either got to pursue that course or in some ways stand down, and it doesn't look as though they're going to do that at the moment. They seem to have gone into this with their eyes open. As you correctly reported, 150,000 troops made up of various nations, mostly Saudis, are amassing. And it does look, from the moment, if one was to predict, I agree with your correspondent, that the new battlefield may be Aden, which has been a battlefield so often before, and where famously in the 1950s the British fought a battle on the ground, which went into British military history.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's political commentator Christopher Walker joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Walker, it's always a pleasure talking to you here on Press TV.